Thanks for downloading this edition of the Sporting Witness podcast with me, Hunter Charlton. Have you ever invented a game to pass the time while on vacation? Well, what if that game became a global sensation? I'm taking you back 50 years to the fashionable suburb of Las Brisas in the seaport city of Acapulco, Mexico, where news is spreading that a glamorous model and her millionaire husband have just bought a holiday home in the neighbourhood. They're called Viviana and Enrique Corcuera, and their new racket sport is about to take the world by storm.
I never imagined it would be such an extraordinary thing. I never envisaged this, and neither did my husband. He never believed that his game was going to become so popular all over the world. The wonder of how the world has become taken over by paddle. It's unbelievable. Increíble.
The initial idea for this new game took root when Viviana and Enrique were staying near the city of Guadalajara in Mexico.
What happened is that we had a sugar plantation in Guadalajara with a sugar mill, a very nice sugar mill. And there we had a swimming pool and a fronton court,
which is used for another type of ball game called Basque Pelota. Viviana and Enrique soon found themselves scratching their heads, wondering how to pass the time.
My husband was bored out of his mind. He said to me, well, what do you think if we go to the fronton court and throw a ball at the wall? And there at the fronton, he said to me, what if I call a bricklayer and tell him to put a wall behind us? Then when the bricklayer arrived, he told him to make me a wall about 10 metres long. We started to play and we realised that it was good. The ball moved very fast and the game became fast, and I mean very fast. Muy, pero muy
rápido el juego. Some say necessity is the mother of invention. But for Enrique and Viviana, on holiday in Guadalajara, it was boredom. Before they'd even realised, they had invented a rudimentary form of their new game, paddle. Enjoying this newly imagined game so much, Viviana was adamant they should create a court in the garden of their new home in Acapulco.
Enrique called an engineer and I told him, look, this land I have behind the house, I want to build a court here.
Enrique wasn't so sure at first, so Viviana issued an ultimatum.
If you don't make a court in Acapulco, I'm going back home to Argentina. No paddle court, no Viviana.
No Viviana.
Enrique complied and the bulldozers rolled in. So, high above the crashing waves of the Pacific Ocean, surrounded by fig trees, papayas and marigolds, the builders began paving paradise in service of a dream.
They removed all the stones, they took down the trees, and the land was more or less 20 metres long by 10 metres wide.
Curiously, it was Enrique's unpleasant memory of boarding school, which inspired a crucial design feature.
He told me, look, I went to Stonyhurst School in England, and in that school they had a ball court. It was freezing cold. All the balls constantly fell outside the court. So he says, I suffered so much from the cold and from going to look for balls all the time that I want a closed court. He asked the bricklayer and the engineer to close the sides completely with wire fences and we started playing. That was at the end of 69.
So what exactly is paddle? Following the same scoring conventions as lawn tennis, but taking up around a third of the area, paddle is a racket sport mostly played in doubles. Courts are enclosed with perspex walls, and players use paddle-shaped rackets with the option to play off the walls, as in squash.
It needs very little space because the court is 200 square metres. It has no maintenance because it's just cement. It's swept clean and very easy to maintain. It's a game of knowing how to place the ball gently on the side.
With the new court operational, Viviana and Enrique began inviting their neighbours and friends to try out the novel game, originally naming it Paddle Corcuera.
All our friends came, all the nieces and nephews and all the children, everybody was there.
The beauty of the game was that players needed very little time to start rallying, but mastering it required the right combination of technique, strategy, athleticism and dedication.
There was also a certain agreement that everybody had to be ready at 12 o'clock every day. Even if they had gone to the nightclub the night before, not a chance, you had to be there because it was everything.
It might have meant everything to Viviana, but there were still a few teething problems in the early days.
We had a huge fig tree which started to creep inside the court. So when the ball touched the tree and fell to the ground, we replayed the point.
The homemade nature of the game also meant that the rules could be fluid at times.
Enrique, my husband, wasn't getting any younger, so he changed the rule to win matches. He was the inventor, so he couldn't complain.
An interesting quirk of Acapulco at this time was its association as a major holiday destination for Hollywood's glitterati. And for Viviana, who was an internationally renowned beauty queen, holiday makers visited in their droves.
David Niven, Frank Sinatra, Roger Moore, Kirk Douglas, His Royal...
Even the most powerful diplomat on earth could be found sweating it out at the Corcueras.
Another player who loved it was Dr. Henry Kissinger,
who at the time was the Secretary of State to the US President, Richard Nixon, and also a well-known ladies' man.
I organised a dinner in honour of Dr. Kissinger. There was music and all of our friends all eating, and suddenly he disappears. His security were all surrounding the house telling me, "Ma'am, Mr. Kissinger is not here." I said, "How is he not here?" "Well, we were all scared that he'd been kidnapped." I said, "Look, what you can do is go to the garden, turn on the court lights so you can see who is out there." So they turn on the paddle court, all the lights, and there was Dr. Kissinger with the lady who was at the party.
Huh?
Busted. Mixing with Acapulco's jet set, the game began to spread. First among neighbours, then internationally. After vacationing with the Corcueras one summer, Prince Alfonso of Spain built two paddle courts in Marbella in 1974. The following year, paddle crossed the Atlantic again, arriving in Argentina, where it exploded in popularity. But there was still one small problem. There was no official rule book.
There was a great need for rules. I made the first regulation, but I did it with my husband Enrique and with Manuel Arango, who made the second court in the world.
In the 80s and 90s, the sport continued to grow and advance at pace. Suddenly, with the introduction of transparent perspex walls, spectators, commentators and cameras could view the whole court. These walls could also be transported and assembled anywhere in the world. Paddle began to flourish through hotels and tourist networks, but soon, tournaments began springing up too. In 1991, the finest players from around the world met in Mexico to take part in the world's first international tournament, called the Corcuera Cup.
It was a real spectacle, and that's how it started.
Spain then hosted the first world championship the following year. But away from the spotlight of elite tournaments, perhaps the reason paddle took off so quickly was the way in which it integrated everyday players, whole families, the elderly, and players with disabilities.
It brings the family together. We can all play. The grandfather can play with the grandson, the father with the son. That's the best thing, that we can all play.
Paddle is enjoyed by people from all generations and is also popular among celebrities like David Beckham, Serena Williams and Emmanuel Macron. But what aspect are you most proud of?
I'm very proud to have been part of the invention of this game with my husband, making the first set of rules, going from a wire fence to glass, everything, all the advances.
In 2005, the Paddle Pro Tour was born, allowing international players to compete for world ranking points and positions, eventually giving way to the World Paddle Tour, which we know today. With upwards of 25 million regular players based in 110 countries, paddle has truly been embraced around the world and has even tipped for the Olympic Games in Brisbane 2032. But never in a million years did Viviana and Enrique suspect their game would become so popular.
My husband died many years ago in 1999. It's already around 25 years ago that he died. What I would have given for him to be able to see how far the sport has come. The truth is, it's magical, how this sport spread around the world. There are so many of us, and we all play, and we're all happy. I'm already in my 70s, and I continue to play and win for my grandchildren.
Viviana Corcuera was talking to me, Hunter Charlton, for Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. It was an Ember production. If you've enjoyed listening, why not leave us a review?